I'm a huge fan of this next guy. I first saw Huey Lewis in the news at the Peoria Civic Center the day before my birthday on August 6, 1985, my very first front row experience. Huey Lewis in the news. The new album is entitled Weather. 17 top 40 hits, 12 top 10 hits, 3 number 1 hits. Wow. And now he can't sing anymore. Man, it's a shocker. Let's say hello to Huey Lewis. Huey, how are you?
I'm fine, thanks, Pete.
I first need to apologize. Back in 1985 at the Peoria Civic Center, there were 8 teenagers in red bandanas in the front row just screaming before the show. And your security guy came out and said to me directly, "You're going to behave, right?" And I said, "Dude, we're in the front row for Huey Lewis in the news. You think I want to get kicked out?" And he said, "Okay, just have some fun." And so I want to apologize if we were a little rowdy back in the day, Huey.
I remember you guys. I remember you like it was yesterday.
Of course you do, yes. I saw you on CBS this morning. I was blown away by your story. I knew we had to get you on. Saw you on Kimmel, and we finally got you. You have to tell your story. What happened? How did you lose your hearing?
I have no idea. It quit one day. I lost my right ear 33 years ago. I was diagnosed with Meniere's disease. I had several bouts of intense vertigo, but I've kind of outgrown the vertigo. And then 2 years ago, I lost my left ear before a gig, January 27th, 2018. And since then, my left ear fluctuates. My hearing fluctuates. It can be good, but then it can be very bad. It's sort of episodic. When it's good, I think I could maybe sing again, but the point is moot because I've never been able to maintain good enough hearing for a long enough time to even try. So the object now is to stabilize and then find a way to sing again.
So you can't sing right now. Tell me about that night where this was before a show, before you were going to go on stage and you lost your hearing?
Yep. Yeah, exactly. I woke up from my nap It was a private show, and they escorted me down the service elevator through the kitchen. We call it the Elvis route to get to the stage.
Sure.
And the opening band was on. Pat Green, a country guy, great guy, was already on the bandstand. And I heard this, sounded like warfare going on or an explosion or something. I said, "What is that?" They said, "That's just the opening act." I said, "You got to be kidding me. There's this sounds like war going on over." And clearly my hearing was shot. I put my in-ears in and tried to perform the show. I couldn't find pitch. It was literally the worst night of my life.
Oh, my gosh. How long were you on stage trying to sing?
Probably, in reality, 90 minutes. In my mind, like a year. It just would not end. It was the worst night ever.
So they can't implant anything in your ears? They can't go in there or surgery? They can't do anything?
Well, I can go cochlear implants, but cochlear implants is a little complicated because you have to retrain your brain to learn how to hear again, and it has serious implications for music. So I don't want to go there because I'm hoping that my hearing can stabilize enough to where I can find a way to sing just like this.
We're talking to Huey Lewis. 30 years ago, take me back. So you lost your hearing in one ear. Which ear was it, right? Or I guess it doesn't matter. You lose hearing in one ear. So you sang, what was this, the early 90s? So you sang with one ear.
Well, I lost my right ear. This is probably 83.
What?
My right ear.
Are you kidding?
I went to see a very famous ENT, and he said to me, he looked through my ears and everything. He said, "Well, get used to it." I said, "What?"
Oh boy.
He says, "Get used to it." I said, "What do you mean? I'm a musician. I need, and a singer. I need to hear." Well, he says, "Look, Brian Wilson had one ear. Jimi Hendrix had one ear." He says, "I have one ear, and I'm in a barbershop quartet." I said, "Really?" He said, "Yeah." I said, "Okay." And so I existed on one ear. And the fact is, you really only need one. You only need one ear. You know, tough for stereo.
Yeah.
But you can exist perfectly fine on one ear.
So all your success in the 80s was done with one ear.
Exactly. Well, I have 20% maybe hearing in my right ear, 20 or 15%, something like that. Yeah.
Huey, if someone said to me, "Pete, your voice is going to be gone and you can't talk anymore," I would be in mourning, a huge depression. I mean, did you go through this depression 3 years ago when you lost the rest of your hearing?
Yep. Yeah, I did. I was, the first 2 months were not pretty. I was, you know, pretty much stayed in bed, fasted, tried. I was on this regimen of steroids, and then I had steroid shots in my eardrum. I tried all kinds of different diet stuff. I lost 18 pounds.
Wow. But
my hearing didn't. And then after a while, you know, after a couple of months, you first of all, you can get used to anything, to almost anything.
Right.
And I realized I needed to be creative, busy. So we invested myself. We have a new musical that we're putting up called Harder Rock and Roll. We put it up in San Diego. So I've been working on that. We're going to bring it to Broadway next season. So I've been kind of keeping busy that way.
Right.
And also reminding myself that there are lots and lots of people who are much worse off than I am. In spite of the fact that I can't sing right now and perform,
yeah.
I'm still a lucky guy, and I have a lot to be grateful for. Not easy to remember that all the time, but I think it's important.
Can you hear me now through hearing aids? How can you hear this conversation?
I have headphones on. I'm in the studio, and I have headphones on.
Okay.
When I have headphones on, I can turn it up as loud as I want. And besides which, today my hearing is pretty good. I'm actually having a pretty good day.
Nice. We're talking with Huey Lewis. Has the hearing affected your golf game?
well, the hearing affects everything, to be honest. I wish I could blame my hearing for my golf game, but I'm afraid I can't.
The reason I bring that up is because I'm friends with Brett Baer and Jeremy Roenick, who have golfed with you in the Pro-Am.
Sure.
And I sent Baer a text yesterday, and I said, tell me something about Huey. And he says the hair is even thicker in real life.
Really?
Yes. He said you have good hair in real life.
Funny.
And Jeremy Roenick is a great friend, and JR says he loves you, and he says you're a very good golfer.
I'm not, though. I mean, he's just being nice, but that's sweet. I mean, I enjoy myself. Golf is a wonderful thing, wonderful compliment for a touring musician, because if you tour a lot and you're in, say, Ohio, you know, there's not a lot to do, but if you're a golfer,
right.
Wow, you're in Mecca. You know, I mean, so, and you get out of the hotel, you get outside, it's a nice little small little exercise, and nobody bothers you. So it's a great compliment for touring people.
And the last time you were in Chicago, you opened up for Jimmy Buffett at Wrigley Field. I'm sure you spent a few days here. What'd you do when you were in town?
We didn't spend a few days. We actually played that show, and then we went and did Nashville, I think, right afterwards.
Summer in Chicago, you missed out. That's the best time of the year.
Oh, I love Chicago. I love Chicago. Chicago's my favorite city.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's great. I love Chicago.
Well, you can still produce. I can't wait to hear this new album. It's entitled Weather, Huey Lewis and the News. And we got to get you in studio one of these days, man. I'm a huge fan of yours. And we're always rooting for you, especially with this hearing thing.
Thanks, Pete. I really appreciate that.
All right.
You enjoy the record. I mean, we're really proud of this new record. I really think it's among our best work.
I love it. Huey Lewis, thank you, brother, and God bless.
Thanks.